The first time Martin Stepton went to the Unungak Cemetery at Funter Bay, he didn't know how to find it.
And we didn't know where it was, so we looked all over inside of Funter Bay. We went up to people's cabins, and we were asking folks, hey, do you know where this is? Many people didn't even know, and they lived there, you know?
The cemetery holds the graves of people from the Pribilofs, who died while they were being held at Funter Bay during World War II. The U.S. government had forcibly evacuated the native Unungak people from the Pribilof Islands in the Bering Sea, and moved them over 1,300 miles to an isolated spot on the west side of Admiralty Island in southeast Alaska. They had to fend for themselves, living in tents and the remains of an old mine and cannery. Stepton's grandparents were there. When he finally found the cemetery, he realized that anyone who stumbled on it would have no idea what they were seeing.
You wouldn't know why they're there. Why is there a cemetery
right
out in the middle of the forest in Funter Bay, you know? Who are these people, what happened, and why are they here?
Preserving that history is part of the impetus behind a bill that would add about 250 acres of state land, including the cemetery, to Funter Bay State Marine Park. That would mean the land couldn't be sold or developed, and people would always be able to care for the cemetery. But the bill serves a more immediate need for people in the Pribilofs.
Our vision, once somebody is laid to rest, they are laid to rest.
That's Serafima Edlin. She's a Unungak from St. Paul in the Pribilofs. She's acted as a liaison between Pribilof elders and people in southeast Alaska, working to preserve the history of the internment.
What we wanted was to know that they were going to be protected, they were going to be safe, this land will be protected, we don't have to worry about them.
The bill to add the Funter Bay Cemetery to the Marine Park almost became a law last year. Edlin traveled to Juneau during the last legislative session with a delegation of elders. She says most lawmakers were receptive.
And we met with a lot of representatives and legislators, and just went down to try to help promote the bill and make sure it was going to get passed and make sure we had the support we needed. And almost everyone that we met with, we didn't have a lot of persuading to do.
Juneau Representative Sarah Hannon is sponsoring the bill. She says the elders' work had an impact.
They came to understand the historical significance and importance of honoring those who were, you know, forcibly taken from their homes and died while in custody of the U.S. government through neglect.
She says the bill was well on its way to passing when the pandemic cut the session short. Hannon taught social studies and Alaska history before entering politics. She says passing the bill this year is a priority. For the people working to get the Funter Bay bill passed, it's only a starting point. The bill is part of a larger Funter Bay project that also includes a museum exhibit and a set of interpretive panels to be placed at the cemetery. Those are meant to help anyone who finds it follow the journey of the people who are buried there. One of Serafima Edelin's roles was working with Pribilof elders to make sure the panels and museum exhibit would get the story right and tell it in the right way. But that's a delicate process. Edlin says in the past, many of the elders who went through the internment had been reluctant to talk about it, and they didn't always agree on how much of it they wanted shared.
I hear a lot of stories of, you know, trying to listen to the vents when their parents or their older siblings would talk about being interned or the evacuation. And if they got caught, they were in trouble.
Edlin says parents were trying to protect their children,
knowing how hard it was and how tragic it was, and trying to leave that there. I went through it. I'm just going to deal with it. You don't need to know about this. You don't need to hurt. I can handle it.
There are important parts of the story that few outsiders understand. That the Unungak were taken from a treeless island with endless views and dropped in an entirely alien, closed-in, forested landscape. That the men were forced to return to the Pribilofs in summer to hunt seals, leaving the women and children alone in Funter Bay. And that, when it was over, they came home to find their houses ransacked and shot up by bored soldiers. Working with the elders ensured that those parts of the story would be told. But Edlin said it was also important to everyone to tell the story in a way that would show the strength of the Unungak.
We're not trying to say, woe is me. We wanted to, we wanted to portray that what we went through was uncalled for. There was a lot of mistreatment, a lot of trauma that happened. But the biggest thing we want to portray here is how resilient we are. We got through this, and we got through it together.
If the Funter Bay model succeeds, some are hoping to carry it over to other internment camps in southeast Alaska. Martin Stepton says that will be a huge effort, but he sees it as necessary.
This history is just not Aleut history. It's It's Alaskan history. It's American history. You know, it's everybody's history, not just ours. This could happen to anybody.
He's hoping to work on the cemetery on Killisnoo near Angoon. It's on private land, and families can't visit. Stepton says he wants to bring the cemetery back to what he calls a respectful order. For KTOO, I'm Ian Dixon.